to sign up for FAIR's newsletter, Extra, or our Action Alert Network. The show's engineered by Alex Noyes. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Kind of how it's feeling right now. That's right. Switching it up on you a little bit. Starting with some real ominous tunes about the current state of the world. Oh, man. It's smoky out there. Hello, everyone. Hi. It's Monday, 5:30 in the evening, which means only one thing if you're listening to this station, FM 90.1 KZFR. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is up next. Before we begin, we want to thank our underwriters and thank you, of course, for spending an hour of your evening with us. Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek Bicycles USA and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico and at northrimadventure.com. It's good to be back with you all this evening. Talking about practice starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your host, Drell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, my partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we got the lanky legend himself, Slim Thugga, a.k.a. the Long Snapper, a.k.a. John Lucan.
I don't know if that's an a.k.a. because that's just actually my name. But what's up, everyone?
I don't think your mic's on.
Oh, you gave me the wrong one. You went for another one, okay?
Let's try that again.
Yeah, you changed
John
mics on.
John Lucan.
I don't think that's an a.k.a., really, because that's just my actual name.
Well, what's everyone? John Thomas Lucan.
I mean, don't give me on my government.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because that's how they're going to be able to find you.
I mean, the
John
IRS
Thomas
is looking, probably.
John Thomas. That'll
got to keep switching up bank accounts, you know what I mean?
There's only one John Thomas in the whole entire world.
Yeah, And it's
first
you.
Name? I mean, I'm probably one of 15,000.
Yeah. At least.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, bare minimum, there's 15,000.
No, it 15, doesn't count 000. If they have an H in there. I'm J-O-N.
Well, now you just gave it away. Like, we weren't giving it up. Now you just dug yourself a little deeper right now.
I
was making it. Yeah, we just kept it John, but no. You had to make it a little bit more
also
precise.
I just Googled it, and there are 443 million results for John Thomas spelled J-O-N. So...
Yeah, but are we talking first and last, or
I'm
again,
name?
You don't you need to...
I'm okay. Also assuming some of these 443 million are probably a first name. I would venture to guess out of that 443 million.
I mean, again, you said 15, I said 15,000. It's probably more like 150,000.
Yeah. And 443 million articles written about you.
You're good.
Debatable.
You're good.
Debatable.
Honestly,
one of a kind, boys.
We put
one
my name kind. Out there, and my name is actually pretty unique.
It is unique.
Well, yeah, Isumaki?
Exactly.
I'm also very envious of you in the fact that...
How are you not Japanese is what I want to know.
Again, well, because
it's
you
Finnish.
Don't,
I get it. Yeah, we've been over this, but Finn I still is a very, believe you.
A, Finn
I don't
is such a,
you.
Honestly, go to Finn. Like, you see it. Like, it's such a weird language.
It is.
They're weird over there. Finn people are nuts.
Makes sense.
They're crazy.
Totally
I mean,
makes
I love
sense.
Them. No, obviously, yeah.
Totally makes sense why yeah. you are where you
they're,
are.
They're a little odd up there. Right. I mean, when you're that close to, like, freezing your nuts off every single day,
okay. Well,
you know, like, you're going to have a little crazy inside you.
That's fair. Have you ever met someone from Alaska?
Yeah, they're a little weird. I saw Alaskan bush people. I still watch it. Like,
great.
What is wrong with
Who
them?
Who doesn't want to go to Brown Town?
Granted, they're not
talking
in Alaska.
About Adele Beckham.
I feel like they can't call themselves that anymore because they're not in Alaska anymore, so they're liars.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean...
Where are they now?
They're in Washington well, circumstances right now. Have yeah. come about. I don't know if you've been watching the season. So
again, I don't care. Like, I don't care about your circumstances. You're no longer in Alaska.
Pretty sure the mother has cancer, so they have to be close to...
Okay, well, then take Alaska out of your name, then. You don't deserve... If you're not Alaska, you can't call yourself Alaska.
Well, I think
bush
they're
people.
Just waiting for her to pass, and then they're going to go back up to the bush. But they're still in the bush in northern Washington.
No doubt. They're in the bush, no doubt. I will give them that. They're bush living. Just call themselves the bush people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. The brown bush people.
Anyway, talking about practice is back. You wouldn't know from the way we started the show.
I think they would exactly know. That's how we do.
We have,
like, I feel like we're right
have
on
you not
cue.
Been here the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, we've been.
I have not been here
I know,
the last
it's
two
been
weeks.
Great.
Yeah.
You guys, well, you could take over. I'll,
no, it's cool.
I could be a guest. That would be great for me.
No, you're great.
All right. Well.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah. So happy to have you back.
It seems like it. Seems like you guys.
I mean, you're really a flip-flopperman over here right now.
Well, I am wearing flip-flops.
Well, I am.
I lied. I'm wearing shoes. They're Vans, but they look like
sandals. Got my Gucci flip-flops on, baby.
Ooh. They're not flip-flops. They're slides, but...
Flip-flop, slide, tomato,
Gucci
potato.
Gucci doesn't make a flip-flop. They make a slide.
Okay, well, blame it on the people who have... Blame it on the song, not me.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
I hate the song.
Talk about practice, y'all.
Great to be back.
I mean, do we want to go more down roads that we, you know, have nothing...
Country
to,
road?
Yeah.
John Denver? Another one that spells it,
well,
J-O-N,
it feels like,
John
it feels,
Denver,
it feels
J-O-N.
Like, it feels like Brad's in the building.
I think he spells it with an H, actually. I lied.
All right.
And I spell it F-U-C-K. So.
Oh, my God. All right. Oh, we're getting suspended.
Welcome back.
This past weekend, we did actually have... Yeah, thank you for the one-week special. Hope you catch it while it's hot, because it's not going to be here for very long, apparently. Oh, man. We did get served up some sports, some piping hot sports over the weekend. In fact, I wanted to ask you guys, was there too much sports? Is that a thing? Because I felt a little overwhelmed.
I don't know. All I knew that there was football, because football's back, and that's the only thing I'm immersing my body into.
I will say, this entire weekend of football, I probably watched about a total half of football. Because, like I said, there was other things going on, and I watched those things, actually.
Like,
I mean, there was a MotoGP event.
Yeah, okay.
There was a Formula One event. Watched both of those.
Yeah.
There was
Lewis Hamilton making a big statement. On
once
the
again, Sensi dude. Sensi dude is all about it.
Cool,
you know?
T-shirt.
And then you have you had a game, basketball game on Sunday. You had a game six. That was happening.
Great. Yeah. Great
and you game. Had football great galore. Game. I mean, real football in terms of the Premier League was back. So I was watching that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. There was a lot going on. Except, well, yeah, a lot of, I will
tell
you, the
99% I feel like American. This is with me.
No doubt. Everyone was watching football.
Week one of football.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, I saw it.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. It was nice to be back.
Absolutely amazing. Just, you know, it's like when you wake up hungover and you have that like first cold glass of water and you can feel like that first gulp mm-hmm. go like through your entire body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how week one of football was for me.
Really?
Yeah. I woke up early. You guys, I woke up at 9. You
wow.
guys.
That's really,
yeah,
early
that's
for
impressive.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was insane.
So I mean, you were ready for football.
Yeah. You text me trying to go golf and you're like, hey, wake up. And I was like, haha, already up.
That's true. That is true. I was not, without having preseason games or without having Hard Knocks, well, I watched the first episode, maybe two episodes of Hard Knocks, and I was out. And with the NBA playoffs going on right now, everything is weird, so there was no buildup for me. Usually Hard Knocks kind of gets me into the flow, and then I'll...
Preseason.
You see the preseason games on, and I don't ever pay any real, like, strong attention to preseason, but I watch the highlights. I kind of have an idea of what's happening, you know? There's some storylines. I honestly, when yesterday started, okay, and I turn on Red Zone and I see Cam Newton trotting out there in a Patriots jersey, I was like, oh yeah, that is a big deal. But I totally forgot. Also woke up yesterday not caring. You know what I mean? There was no lead up for me for football this year. So I was almost caught off guard by it because.
In a pleasant way.
Yeah, it's in a certain way. It didn't have the same excitement it usually would for me.
I mean, see, football is the best, greatest, all-time, legendary goat of a soap opera there is ever out there.
Sure.
And what makes soap operas? Storylines. Mm-hmm. Loads and loads and loads of storylines.
You're talking about Odell Beckham?
In the pun, yes. Thank you. But... I'm just saying, if you ever watch a soap opera, there's dip, darting, duck, dodging all over different places. There are so many people in there that they have to cover. And it makes it like, you know, people go crazy. They're having cocoa for, you know, they're having their bonbons eating soap operas because there's so much to digest going on. When the football season, that's what the buildup is. The preseason is that storyline's being built around. Yeah. It's the who's starting where, who's being cut here.
Yeah.
You know, what teams are actually have a chance? What teams are having a chance but actually don't have a chance anymore because of week one? Is you like, we never had the chance to say, oh, the Browns could be good this year. No, they were just bad automatically. Like, we never had the chance that there was no hope and then dashing of hope. We never had that. That buildup has never happened. The storylines are gone right now. They're just starting right now. They're just starting. Like, you can say Hard Knocks. I'm with you, Drew. Week one, I was out on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me you're not going to hit people until week three? No, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you want me to watch another episode with no one hitting each other?
No.
I'm good.
I got to see you guys taking swabs up the nose? No, not. Yeah. You can't. And guys out there like, oh, it hurts. My goodness, dude, you get hit at 1,000 miles per hour. You can't take a little cotton swab up the nose. Pathetic. So, yeah, I will say, the storylines are gone.
Football's back, though, and I'm super excited.
But again, the buildup wasn't there. I wasn't like, oh, yeah, let's see, because there was no like, oh.
I was going to start the show by yelling football's back, but I'm glad I didn't because I would have only been joined by one other person in here.
Well, I mean, that's over 50%.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So
2/3, baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A lot can happen with 2/3.
Majority rules, as you know, in this country.
Okay, moving on. Well, actually, staying with football for a second. I will say, and I had this observation, and I almost got off the couch to text Derek this because I thought it was hilarious. When I saw Phillip Rivers with the ball in his hands, down a touchdown with 80 yards to go in less than a minute, I was like, this is the most normal I have felt since March 16th when the economy stopped here in Chico and we all lost our jobs.
It is nice to put to bed the issue of was it the Chargers or was it Phillip Rivers? Yeah. It's Phillip Rivers, 100%. Yeah, it's not the Chargers. It's 100%.
I had a buddy that took the Colts, and I think it was he teased it, so it was -1. Mm. And when they're down 4, and he's like, "How is this happening?" I thought the Colts were going to be good this year, and I was like, "Well, you know, down 4 with 4 minutes left, that's
one possession games. You know? Phillip Rivers lives in a purgatory of you know of
I'm
one possession
sure his
games.
Wife was only in labor for 4 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Oh my god!
And he's still down 4.
It just slides right out now, man.
Okay. I was waiting for someone to make it worse than I did.
I was just targeting it.
What happened while I was gone?
So many good things.
I mean, we honestly didn't even talk sports.
The sports talking we did, I mean, it was, if
we talk about ownership and hairdos, we're looking good in the betting world.
We were saying. I mean, the way we our lens of analysis we used to analyze sports was not normal. So yeah, we took it.
All right, well, let's go down that path then. You saw the Feed Me tat, I'm sure, making its rounds on Ezekiel Elliott's stomach. Did you see this?
I did not, no.
Oh, yeah. He's got a big Feed Me blasted across his stomach.
Like Tupac style?
Yeah.
No, underneath the belly button.
It's like through the belly button.
Like
the top writing, it says Feed Me, like, and block on top of each other. And, part of the E is his belly button. And then on either side is two spoons, if you will. What's the wooden spoons?
Are they supposed to? Wow. Okay. So the dude has a very aggressive. That seems like a tramp stamp.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't call it. It's 2020. I wouldn't call it a tramp stamp. I'm calling it on a guy.
So I think I got away with it because I'm calling it a tramp stamp on a guy.
Oh, yeah, there's the picture.
That's an aggressive. That's a disgusting tattoo.
So by this analysis, if we were going all time bad tattoos,
That's aggressively bad. Yeah, that's rough. There's a show. I was not watching football, and I didn't even see Ezekiel Elliott's tattoo until now.
To be fair, it was a quick touchdown. The camera didn't stay on it long. It was kind of...
I thought he always keeps his thing up anyway.
Yeah, I think that's what it was for. Is it supposed to insinuate pointing to his penis?
Is that what
I don't think that's what it is.
Because he always does the feed.
Yeah, his like signature thing when he runs the ball. He's always eating.
But it's near his...
You know, but
I another mean, region.
They say that's a football term.
I get it. Feed me. I get it. Like, feed me the rock. I get it. Feed me the pigskin. Whatever.
Keep feeding me.
Yeah. Like, gotta eat, Bill. Yeah. I got it. But aggressive.
But that's kind of like a trademark. You know, it's like.
And I would say that's a pretty bad tattoo. And I can't wait when he's like 80 years old in a retirement home and like can barely walk anymore because of all the football hits he's taken.
You can't wait for this, huh?
And he's like laying in bed and like, what do you need, Ezekiel? And he's just like points his stomach. He's hungry. He can't say anything anymore. Feed me.
I'm just surprised that this is something that you're looking forward to.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get when you get dumb tattoos. You get the repercussions of having them on your life.
When I say bad tattoo on an athlete, who's the first athlete that comes to mind?
I mean, RJ is probably my Richard Jefferson. Yeah. RJ
that's
is always
the first one,
that one.
Yeah.
It just
are you talking about the flaming?
There's only one. RJ, man, like God, that's just lives in the lore of bad tattoos. But I mean, there are many of them.
There's a few. LeBron has a few. Let's be honest. I mean, across his back, saying "chosen one" is
at least looks ridiculous. Nice. Like the tattoos we usually pick are ones that are like just.
Bad decision tattoos
that look great.
We're talking like Hall of Fame members like Deshaun Stevenson with the Abraham Lincoln
on his it's like $5 bill Abraham Lincoln on his throat.
Michael Scott with the emoji tattoos all down his sleeve. Yeah.
So it's just bad quality. And I mean, honestly, Kevin Durant's tree that he has on his stomach is terrible.
And if we're staying sports but not totally sports related, all of Drake's tattoos are bad. All of them. I mean, he has Kevin Durant and Steph Curry's numbers tatted on him.
Yeah, horrible. I will say, I feel like if you, honestly, getting the portrait of another man's face on you that isn't somehow family related or like...
Or dead.
Dead to you. Yeah, like something like that. When you get like... When apparently people out there have rappers' faces tattooed on them, I'm like...
Derek, there's...
Why?
It'd be the equivalent of, let's say you landed us a deal for TBB. And all of a sudden, I mean, I'm talking life-changing money that you got us, and I got a tat of you on the back of my
arm. Yeah, exactly. That's what it would be like. It's weird.
Like,
that would be...
who's that? Oh, that's my boy. He's right there.
Yeah.
Like, what?
this guy, like, his lyrics inspire me so much. It's like, write a lyric down. Don't need his face on you. My goodness. That's a little bit too much riding, man.
Drake has a tattoo of Lil Wayne on the back of his arm, and that's what we're referring to. So,
why?
And hit us up, TBP Not A Game on Instagram. Let us know what you think the worst tattoos in sports are. Those are just a few off the top of my head. We'd love to hear from you guys, see if you guys have anything worse. Do you guys want to talk any actual football? I feel like you do.
Yeah,
I feel like
not? Well, there's plenty to talk about. Yeah.
I feel like when I say that in front of Derek, he's like, let's talk about Liverpool winning 4-0 on the weekend.
4-3. They almost lost.
Yeah, it was a close game.
Wait, they came back?
4-3 Leeds was on there.
Leeds
had a point in the bag there. They had a point ready for them.
Yeah.
Liverpool was not looking hot.
All right, we'll save it. We'll talk American football.
Yeah, America. I mean, it's exciting. Week one's back. Week one is kind of that week, especially for degenerates, where you kind of see where your thought process lies, where you think that, you know, like, I mean, the Buccaneers, like, I really like the Buccaneers losing the way they did to the Saints. Obviously, people are going to jump on the... I mean, how many tweets have you seen that's, you know, Belichick is better and all this? I mean, it's week one. Like,
but I'll take it. I'm here for all that smoke.
I know, of course, but this is the first game in 20 seasons that this guy has played with anyone that... with completely a complete new team except for Gronkowski. And, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be hiccups. Like, but what I love to see that as a degenerate next week... those lines are going to shorten. Those lines are going to get smaller and smaller for the Buccaneers. That faith is going to grow weaker, and that's when you hop on those picks. Now, I want to talk about your Panthers. Because a lot of people have been talking trash. Teddy Bridgewater, why are you signing that guy? But
I'm not going to lie.
Guy looked good.
I'm not a fan of him.
What?
Teddy Two Glove? Dude, somebody that's rocking two...
66%.
Somebody that rocks two gloves in perfectly good conditions? No, get out. I don't want you. What is wrong with you?
250 yards.
Teddy Two Gloves, I'm sorry. Why do you have two gloves on?
If I can jump into Derek's defense here, what I will say is, yes, Teddy Bridgewater, fine quarterback. He's fine.
Yes.
But when you had Cam Newton for all those years... He wasn't always, you know, a Tom Brady, a Peyton Manning accurate, but he was exciting, and he changed the way that position was played.
Yeah.
And not to mention, they finally actually have a receiving core that's kind of legitimate right now.
For the first time.
For the first time, and they're like, Cam, goodbye. Like, before he was working with, like, trash.
I think that works to Teddy Bridgewater's benefit because a lot of people...
Having a good receiving core? Yeah, of course it works to Teddy Bridgewater's.
No, I'm saying in the sense that the offensive game plan. I mean, Cam Newton is a running... He's 6'5", 250. Like, you're going to run that dude on short yardage downs. Like, Teddy Bridgewater is not that guy. You know what I mean? He's more of a pocket passer. A lot of people don't think that. But he is way more of a pocket passer than Cam Newton ever was.
No doubt, yeah.
So to have that receiving core and to be a pocket passer, you're way more beneficial than for an athletic running quarterback.
I just think that, like, no matter what, yes, Teddy Bridgewater provides a certain stability at that position that it's, you know, like, he's probably going to be good. He probably will be just fine. But Cam provides a certain, that X factor. I hate using that term right now, but that certain, he brings out a spectacularness in him that Teddy Bridgewater will never ever come close to.
Except in the Super Bowl when he was down a touchdown and didn't dive on that fumble.
Again, that's beside the point right now. Because at this point in time, the game was already...
Teddy Bridgewater dove on it.
No, he wouldn't have. Teddy has two gloves on. He's protecting those hands. He ain't diving in there with those hands. My goodness, there's a reason why he's got two gloves on. It's like imagine having a golfer out there with two gloves on
his hands.
It's stupid looking, is it not? It makes you question that person. Yeah. When I see Teddy, when it's not cold outside, even when it's cold outside, I look at the quarterbacks like, dude, just keep it on one hand. Like, just the one you're throwing it with, I get it. You need to have a little grip. But why two? But either way, he will not provide that spectacularness that Cam can. Cam has Cam has an arm that is a spectacular arm that can be a cannon.
But Christian McCaffrey is your spectacular star now.
Why not have two of them? I think two potential spectacularness is nice.
Yeah.
And to think that Cam, like I said, finally got receivers. Robbie Anderson looks pretty nice.
He does.
You got him paired with DJ Moore and CJ Samuels. Curtis Samuels, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Curtis Samuel.
And then, granted, we got rid of Olsen, which for some reason, dude, is still doing his thing.
He's producing.
My goodness.
He's producing.
Greg Olsen. That tripod of him right there. Either way.
How do you guys feel about the Raiders? Raiders get a decent win.
Dude, John Gruden's hair looks...
That was great.
In relation, obviously, talking to the Panthers, they played the Panthers, but that game was back and forth. But
it was
Josh Jacobs looks legit. Looks like, you know, Chucky is coming into his second year as a decent head coach. The Raiders look good.
I mean, but again, it's week one, but I think there is some room for a little bit of hope there. I would just caution Raiders fans... the Panthers aren't.
You
got
to win eight
team.
Games to go 8-8.
Yeah,
they're going to go 9-7.
Okay, same thing.
Who's better after week one, the Niners or the Raiders?
I mean, I would still take the Niners all day.
I mean,
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That Arizona team, I think, is pretty good.
Cardinals look
that,
really good.
Arizona team.
For sure.
Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins combo is nice.
I still don't trust Kyler Murray, though. It looks like he can't palm the ball. Like, he just looks... It looks like that like Burger King commercial where he doesn't want to go get the Whopper Jr. because he's got those small hands.
Yeah, I mean, he
throws it down there.
Yeah. Hey, he made some throws yesterday.
Oh, yeah, he's elusive as hell, but it's easy to be elusive when you're 5'6 and your offensive line is 6'5.
Yeah, he also missed a couple of wide open ones. Oh, man.
But the Niners, Jimmy Garoppolo looks trash. You gave him all that money.
Give me some volume. Let's just on the mixer. Let's just do it.
The player haters ball.
Oh, man. Hey.
Why you wanna play a hate on me?
All right. I was gonna come in with something a bit more of a serious topic, but the more I thought about it, the one thing that was aggravating me the most over the weekend, besides the smoke and the wildfires and, you know, being an election year and just the general trouble this world seems to be in right now, was Jimmy G. Jimmy Jesus. Jimmy Jesus Christ, what were you doing out there? I was so frustrated watching that game. And the thing that is annoying about Jimmy Garoppolo is he's not a bad quarterback. He's just not a great one. And he's not... He does just enough, and he is disguised just enough. I think Kyle Shanahan is one of the greatest offensive player callers in the league right now.
Except when it comes to the last 2 minutes of the Super Bowl.
Fair enough. But you need 3.5 quarters? I'm taking Kyle Shanahan's play calling versus just about anyone. Save, you know, your Belichicks out there. But my God, how long are we going to do this with Jimmy G, man? How long are we going to do this with Jimmy G?
Another 5 years to give him that extended contract.
I told you guys how... it's a team-friendly contract. They get out of it. I told you guys in the offseason how frustrated I was that the Niners didn't even pick up a phone and call Cam Newton. Just call him. Hit him up. Text him. What up, Cam? How's your offseason? How's that shoulder? Cool. What do you think about San Francisco? What do you think about the Bay Area? Didn't even bother to call him because we have a Super Bowl caliber quarterback who threw a pick in the Super Bowl with his eyes closed. I told you right then and there, guys. I told you guys. I was out. Right when I saw that, the debate was done for me. He was not the quarterback of the future for this team. And I was already on the fence for a while. But him throwing an interception with his eyes closed was done. The Niners had more than enough talent. And my God, if one more person... tells me, they had no one at receiver. Okay.
Debo Samuel's nice.
Well, he was out. Injured. He's out. And Ayuk is out.
He was in that Super Bowl, though, that they stopped using him for some unknown reason.
Right.
Let's have three running plays that get me 60 yards.
They still have George Kittle for most of the game. They still have a great running core. And it's Kendrick Bourne was running wide open, butt naked in the end zone twice. And he didn't even look his way. Mostert was running open in the end zone. Didn't look his way. Looked his way, saw he wasn't open, looked him off, didn't ever go back and check him again. Jimmy G is not the quarterback of the future. And I know this is going to be controversial, and all my Niner friends are going to be like, he had a bad game. He's just not spectacular, and it's frustrating. And I don't even need him to be a Tom Brady. But I just need people to stop telling me that he has all this potential. He's in year five now. Year six, I believe. Five.
He's too good looking. That's a problem. When a guy's too good looking, when you're too good looking, he's kind of a downfall.
You get away with a lot. Yeah, that's true.
Mine gets taken adrift, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
There's other things that come into play.
To me, it's like
tacos.
It's like a good looking dude that still lives with his mom. You know what I mean? Like,
an Italian factor right there?
If you're a bad quarterback, that's going to take your looks down to me. You know what I mean? Just saying.
If you're a bad quarterback and you... What?
I'm saying, you think he's a good-looking dude, which, you know, granted, to all spectrum of society, he is. Great jawline. But his quarterback play makes him look ugly to me.
Well, yeah, because he's too good-looking. That's his problem. He's too good-looking, therefore he's a bad quarterback because he doesn't take it that seriously. I'm just saying, you have Tom Brady, who, yes, he looks good, but he looked really goofy when he came into the league. So he built into
himself. Yeah, he grew into it because he started winning.
He started winning, exactly.
And winning looks good on
anybody. But I'm saying, when you come in looking really good, you end up being really bad. Like, look at, like, Blaine Gabbert looking really good coming into the league. Terrible. Just saying, too good looking.
That's a good point.
There you go.
Reggie Bush. Those chompers.
Oh, my. Dude, Kim K. Too good looking.
Too good looking. How do you explain Cam Newton, though? That's a handsome fellow.
I mean,
the hair now, not a big fan of. But Cam Newton.
I love the hair now.
Do you?
Oh, dude, I have something about the hair now. It reminds me of MERS, I will say.
There's something about that.
I will say, Cam, granted, he hasn't quite lived up to the expectations he's had, no doubt. Lack of Super Bowls is one of them.
Yeah. I mean, he still has an MVP under his belt. So
he does, yeah.
He had a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
I heard the joke this weekend. I thought it was pretty funny that Tom Brady leaves the Patriots and they still have the best quarterback in the AFC East. That division, man. I mean, when Josh Allen is your second best quarterback.
I don't know. I think Josh Allen is the best quarterback in that
division. He looks pretty good out there, I will say.
The Bills looked really good this week.
I mean,
really, really
running
good.
The ball.
Hop on those
spreads. He's not my cup
of
tea.
He threw for two and ran for one.
A lot of that game.
He's just ugly enough to be good, though. I'm just saying.
Ah, that's a good point.
You know, so he's got that, like...
Not a striking fellow,
yeah, no doubt.
He's like 6'6", so there's another factor, you know? You don't have to, like, have the, you know, Jimmy G jawline if you're 6'6". You know what
Talk
I mean?
To him.
Just saying.
I'm just saying,
look
like,
at me, dude.
You just have a mugshot lineup right now. I'm going Jimmy G. Like, yeah. Josh Allen doesn't get a look.
Oh, no.
You just, like, swipe players over. No.
Wait, I'm swiping. What way do you swipe? I've never had a
team. Left.
Is left out of here?
Yeah, left
is out. Looking at me, dude. I don't know.
Left is, yeah. I'll claim it. Yeah, I've had it before. You swipe right. So, right is good.
Oh, I'm swiping right on Jimmy G.
No doubt, yeah.
Josh Allen, he's getting swiped left.
No, not even a chance. Like,
why? Cam Newton, swiping right. Big time.
Big time swiper.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's an immediate swiper riper, writer. Anyways.
Yeah. Who would you swipe right on? Let us know.
We are back, guys. Football is back. I hope we broke it down for you, covered all the important storylines. Right here on FM 90.1, well, we KZFR, Chico, California. What didn't we cover?
Odell Beckham, though.
Yeah, I don't think... I think he got covered, so we don't need to talk about it.
Touche.
I don't think... And I think that subject matter around Derek right now is really dangerous.
I feel like that's pod-worthy.
Yeah. Okay. We'll save it for the pod.
Because, like, you bring it up, you know, a dirty subject. And it's just like... You know,
we're talking about feces.
Yeah,
everyone. We don't need to elaborate. We'll move
ODB
on.
Literally wants that Shih Tzu out of here and onto him.
yeah, that's fair. That's fair. We'll leave it at that. And check out the pod if you want more. Pause. Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Poland Cyclery. Providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation, Pullins has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico. You can hit them up, 342-1055. Thank you to Pullins Cyclery. And thank you to North Rim Adventure Sports for the continued support of all the ridiculousness that goes on around these parts. We've had a good time. Right now, we do... I believe we're still selling those beers. Sierra Nevada did a special IPA ale, which is confusing to me because I'm confused
Indian
by the process.
Indian Pale Ale.
Yeah. That's confusing to me.
Double the ale.
Two L's. Ales.
Two
you know
L's
I say that
right.
wrong? I say L as in like L? As in like...
You say ale, not ale?
Yeah, I have trouble.
Ale.
That's a tough one.
You say ambulance?
Have you had one yet?
I have.
Yeah, are they any good?
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, okay. they're 7.4%.
Are they free to people from KZFR? Like, if you're just like, hey, KZFR person here, do you miss a
I mean, I'm not going to put that out on the air, but holler at me afterwards to see if we can't work something out. You know what I mean? Rick, are you listening? Probably not, because we would have got a phone call by now.
Yeah. You guys just shut up now.
No, but it's delicious. Shout out to Sierra Nevada for doing that. I don't know what all the details are. I know we just did a pledge drive where you could get the specialty t-shirts for that. So thank you to everyone who supported and pledged a little bit of money and donated. You can donate right now. Go to kzfr.org. And tip the show. That just helps us pay for things around here, microphones, equipment, putting on events. When, you know, we could do events again, which hopefully sooner than later. Let me ask you guys about that before we get to the news. We'll get to the news here in a second. I know you didn't watch much football yesterday. You did, and all weekend. How was it not having crowds for you? How was your viewing experience, Sean?
Well, it's, I mean, it's different because you, like, audio-wise, you have, you still have a lot of the stadiums doing,
pumping in noise.
Yeah, they're doing crowd noise and stuff like that. So the end game, I mean, handing off, it's still, I mean, it sounds the same, but, it's definitely different when you see, you know, a big play drive coming towards, you know, 2 minute warning or, you know, towards those late
and
game drives,
you don't feel that
almost like your TV shaking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because that stadium's just rocking. You know, that home team is, you know, really trying to, you know, scream at the top of their lungs. But, I mean, it was different to see some of the college teams having open stadiums. Obviously, Florida being one of those states.
Yeah, Florida State.
Florida State had
a ton
so
of people.
So many people. And it was mainly to one side. Like, there wasn't a lot of separation and 6 feet
apart.
They're
all still
distancing.
Sitting in the student section.
Yeah. So, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out throughout the season, especially with athletes and stuff like that. I mean, I know, obviously, if they're playing their college season, they're going to be, most of those kids are going to be living on campus, you know, living and stuff like that. Yeah. So, I'm interested to see. If they do, I mean, obviously the South is doing more and more stadiums being filled, but I want to see kind of towards the end, especially towards kind of playoff or conference championship time, if they're going to try to load stadiums again.
Speaking of that, I wanted to actually stay there and talk about something that's a little more local with both of you guys. We're all Chico State alums, and you saw that after 1 week of having students in student living that they gave all the students a week to basically vacate because the number COVID cases started spiking, which, you know, we could have all, we all saw that coming.
Shocker.
When you heard that news, what was your reaction, Derek? You saw that and you thought, what?
Thank God I'm not in school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry to the students. It's rough. Tough way to go about your learning experience. I feel more like bad for the ones that, like, this is like their last year, seniors in particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The freshmen and whatnot, you're dumb for even coming here on your freshman year. I'm just saying that. Sorry. Go to community college first, y'all. But
straight up save the money.
I'm seriously, like, for anyone that comes here, for anyone that goes to a 4-year university straight out of high school, unless you have all your GEDs done, you're dumb. Get that stuff out of the way. Take a year off before, go to a community college beforehand, get all that stuff out of the way, and then go there.
Yeah, agreed.
But that's beside the point. Feel bad for the seniors that this is their last year, and this is the last go-around. It's been really tough for them. The ones even, I mean, last year, you know, last semester in particular, the ones couldn't even have a graduation.
Right.
You know, that's tough. Our boy here, John over here, didn't even get a, you can get
he
a walk.
Didn't get a walk,
you didn't get a walk, my man. That's not fun. And I feel for those people that aren't in there.
Same.
And yeah, I can't imagine having to learn online. I'm terrible at online classes.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I would not like that at all.
No.
And I'd probably just take some time off from school.
Yeah, I will commend Chico State because they are saying if you want to opt out and wait until they reopen the campus, they will still they will acknowledge that, or they will, what's the word I'm looking for? They will keep you enrolled.
Honor.
They will honor that. Thank you. They'll honor that. Whereas there's other schools in the state that are not doing that. What I had a problem with is they sent 2,000 students home that they told to come to campus, and then a week later gave them a week to move out. First of all, in the state of California, you have 30 days to vacate a premise if you're evicted. Second of all, you're not giving these students time to quarantine, and you're just sending them back to where, right? They've all potentially been exposed, and now you're just sending them to God knows where with their families or their friends or whatever their home situation is. Like, what are we doing? I got in a bit of trouble because I am still technically a Chico State staff for voicing that on Instagram, but that's neither here nor there. You're still technically finishing. You see your school does that, and what was your reaction to it?
And I mean, it's tough. Like Derek said, online, man, is super, super tough. I mean, just... you know, like they say, half the battle is just showing up. You know what I mean? Like for most of my, you know, education, just being in class and being there with the lecture, whether I was taking great notes or not, I'm still retaining that information. You know what I mean? I'm still listening. I'm still, you know, getting involved in discussion, stuff like that. Online, it's, you know, half the class has their has their cameras muted. You know what I mean? So there's no interaction. There's no raising of the hand. There's no, you know, bouncing off discussion question. There's none of that. So it's just, here's the material. Hope you learn it. Test is in a few weeks. You know what I mean? Right. It's just, it's, for me, I'm lucky because it is just one course that I have to do. Shout out to the pathway at Chico State University. That is the most pointless thing in 100%. California state legislation ever. I don't know what it, I don't know. Get rid of it. It's ridiculous. But yeah, it's tough, man. And I feel for some of these kids that are, you know, seniors doing a full load, or even, you know, midway through trying to get, you know, these engineer types. Like, I mean, I was communications major, you know what I mean? So a lot of my courses are more written, don't have to necessarily be so interactive, but a lot of these nursing students, a lot right. of these engineers, a lot of these people, you know, have labs and are hands on, like, what's it going to be like for the next generation of students that are getting their nursing degrees that were like, yeah, you know, I watched this YouTube video.
Yeah,
on how
next
to do a
time
catheter.
A nurse rolls up on me and be like, what year did you graduate?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Next 5 years, every single time I step foot into an hospital, I'm like really scared for my life. I think like we're going to have a lot of malpractice happening. Yeah. Now.
Right.
You know, are you like, a 2020-er? Are you a COVID-er? Nah, man. That was a tough year. Oh, you graduated? I'm sure you did. I'm good. I'll wait for the next lady. Thank you very much. Or sir, or guy, or anyway,
human.
Correct. Whomever. All right. Well, yeah. There you go. Some more
Suck
COVID
it, Chico
talk.
Chico State, you're terrible.
And 2020.
No, but also we love you, Chico State. Thank
yeah,
you for
we love
education.
You, Chico State. Honestly.
I mean, yeah. But what have you done for me lately?
Fair enough.
What have you done for them lately?
I don't need to do anything for them right now.
Why not?
Why would I need to do anything for them? I gave them money and I went to their school.
It's called a quid pro quo.
Yeah, and I gave them money.
I don't think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Let's go to the news, shall we?
And I gave them some quid. They
also,
gave me
I'm gonna
no
need,
pro.
I'm going to need your sister's number because I'm recording the show, which you could check out, TBP Not A Game on Instagram. We're live right now, baby. Whoop, well, whoop!
Let's get into the news now so we can avoid this Please. Conversation
right,
more.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, we got some fun ones for y'all. I'm going to keep it the easy-going variety. I say that now, but you never know where I'll go. So we'll start off with the cool right now because... You know what? This is pretty badass, if you ask me. Surfing. I've always just like to do surfing. Surfing, I think, is probably one of the coolest activities, sports, whatever you want to call it, out there. The people that do it, essence of cool, I feel. Just want chasing waves, you know? Well, there's a new record in town right now of the largest wave surfed by a female, by Miss Brazil's Maya Gabriela. And she surfed... Take this, 73.5 feet.
Wow.
73 feet, y'all, of water. Riding that wave. Good for her. Took a part in an event at the Praia de Norte in Portugal. And caught herself. She broke her own record that she set herself back in 2018, which was 68-foot wave. So still, 73 feet though.
How do you measure that?
When you take the pictures, you can do it. You measure the crest to the base, and you have that person as a.
So you do owe Chico State something.
Apparently not. They didn't teach me that well. I can't even remember the names. Now, if you're wondering, the. World record for a male is done by Brazil's Rodrigo Coxa. His is 80 feet. Coxa.
Low-hanging fruit, Derek.
Low-hanging fruit.
That's Mike Coxa for you. Keeping it moving along. Now, here's a fun little story for you. Over at the St. Louis Zoo, there is a 62-year-old python that just laid 7 eggs. Now, the story is not crazy because she's 62 and had babies. That's not unheard of in the animal kingdom. The thing is that she's never been near a male in the past 2 decades. Imagine getting that, like, child support. Hey, you know that time 10 years ago?
Yeah. I never even met
Boom.
You.
Boom. Yeah. It came about. It just happened. I don't know why, man, but here it is. You owe me. That was 20 years ago.
Oh, wait. The python was impregnated 20 years
ago? No. She had not been in contact with a male in 20 years and somehow ended up pregnant. So the scientists over at the St. Louis Zoo are baffled by how she was able to produce those eggs. Now, they are doing a genetic sampling of those eggs to determine if they were produced sexually or asexually. A process that's, again, can happen in the snake world. But again, very odd. 20 years, hasn't seen a guy, boom, babies. 7 of them. It's rough. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not much of a person that's a fan of... like, I'm not willing to spend a lot of money to get paraphernalia or like a signature or something for somebody that I care about.
Memorabilia.
Thank you.
Paraphernalia is something else, Derek.
That's drug paraphernalia, whatever. There's no memorabilia of the sort that ever would cause me to want to open my wallet for exorbitant amounts, you know? The most I'm spending on... there's nothing about a signature that attracts me. Like, there's... You wrote your name down for me? Congratulations. That doesn't mean anything to me. But for some people, they find that stuff really good. And they're willing to spend buku bucks for it. And sometimes that memorabilia is not a signature, but it's actually a lock of hair. And that lock of hair happens to belong to Abraham Lincoln.
What?
That is right. A roughly 2-inch long lock of hair was auctioned off that did belong to Abraham Lincoln. It went for an astonishing $81,000. $81,000 for a lock of hair that belonged to Abraham Lincoln. Like, if someone showed that to me, I'd be like, wow, you are a buffoon for wasting that much money on a piece of hair. Like, there's nothing I have a piece of Abraham Lincoln's hair. Look at me. No.
You think it was one of the pieces of hair they picked up after the play?
I'm sure they all are. Yeah.
Is that too soon?
He died. It was like over 200 years ago. It's never not too soon. It's way too old at this point in time. That's the problem. I need to go to this play like I need a hole in my head.
Jesus.
Too soon?
But how does the hair... I don't get, like, hair doesn't, like... It's not like paper, like it doesn't like just dissolve
no,
over time.
No, have you not, honestly, when you look, I'm not saying I've ever done it, but I know that if you ever were to open up a coffin of somebody, like, yes, their body would be deteriorated, but their hair would still be there. Like, it's something that doesn't.
Lincoln died in 1865. Since Brad's not here, I'll do his job.
Did nobody not know that?
Yeah. I didn't know what the year was.
Oh, yeah. It was the year the Civil War ended.
Yeah.
It was in July of 1865. He shot at Ford's Theater.
Shout out Chico State.
They didn't teach me that. God, no. Please, don't ever give them that credit, okay? That I learned on my own accord. Okay. The news. That's... Yeah, you know what? That's it. That's the news, y'all.
All right. Excellent.
$81,000 for a lock of hair. I can't do it. Why would you all do that to yourselves?
Cool. Let's bring on our foreign correspondent.
Let's do that.
Oh, man. That was... we appreciate the news. But now we have our foreign correspondent. Will you bring one of those down, Derek? Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Aaron Isamaki with us. Aaron, are you with us?
Hey there, how's it going?
What is going on? Yo, so we were inundated with sports over the weekend, and I honestly forgot the Stanley Cup playoffs are still going on. And I was flipping through the TV. I was like, oh, wait, hockey. I forgot about this. I jumped in for a little bit over the weekend. We have 2-3-1 series in the conference finals. Can you... update us a bit and tell us what's happening in the world of the NHL.
Fuck yeah!
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, pretty crazy that both of the series are 3-1. Like, what are the odds? But that is currently what's happening. So yeah, we have the Lightning who are up 3-1 versus the New York Islanders, which makes me really happy because last week I said I wanted the Lightning to take it all. And since my Colorado Avalanche are now out of it, you know... looking like a fool is not my favorite thing to do. Pretty good.
You do it really good, though, Aaron. I'll tell you that.
Thank you, Derek. New York had been hot in the bubbles, though, so to see them kind of disintegrate has been kind of interesting because they've allowed 17 goals in these four games, and their top three guys have barely scored. I think their top three guys have scored a combined goals of one. So they really need to get their defense sorted out. They need to get their offense sorted out. It's sort of not looking good for them.
Yikes.
On the other hand, we've got Dallas up three games on the Golden Knights. And, you know, since Vegas has been a new team, they've actually looked pretty good. I mean, they went pretty far in their first season. Last season, they were knocked out pretty early, but they do have potential. It's tough to come back from 3-1, but it has been done. And Peter DeBoer, their coach, was the coach of the San Jose Sharks last season when the Sharks came back in a playoff series when they were down 3-1 to the Golden Knights. Mm-hmm. So if anyone can do it, I'm going to say Vegas, but it's not looking so good for them, even though they're up right now.
Yeah, they're currently playing, so we'll see how that shakes out.
Are you being a little bit biased on the Dallas Stars playing so well because they knocked out your Colorado Avalanche? Tigers back.
No, they're not doing very well right now, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
But they were hot in the bubble. They were very hot in the bubble. They won their round robin series. Wow.
Yeah, and they took the Stars to seven, right?
That's true. They did take the Stars to seven when they were down 3-1 at one point.
Yeah. All right. Well,
unfortunately, they lost Game 7 in overtime.
Yeah.
Minor details.
Let's jump over to tennis because it was the U.S. Open this past weekend. And before we get into who won the tournament, how much is that ball lady going to sue Djokovic for, would you guess?
I hope nothing, and I hope she loses, and I hope she has to pay Djokovic because, man, I have never seen worse acting in my entire life.
You guys have all seen what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Balls to the throat.
Yeah, so you don't singular. You think she was faking it?
Listen, I'm sure he hit the ball pretty hard. You know, it probably doesn't feel good to take a tennis ball to the throat. But I mean, she like fell over and
put on her stretcher and cart her off?
I mean, basically, it just seems a little bit grand.
All right.
Such is tennis, though.
Let's get
Has everyone seen that meme where the kid ball boy, he's like, you know, he tosses the ball to the tennis player, runs back to his mm-hmm. spot, but he trips, falls, like face plants into the wall, but then stands up and pretends like nothing happened?
Yes.
Like, you know, they can do it.
They're capable.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some of the results. What happened over this past weekend that our listeners need to know?
Yeah, so men's tennis was wild because when Djokovic got DQ'd, that meant Nadal and Federer, you know, the top three weren't going to be in it, so someone new was going to win. Obviously, it's no one anyone has ever heard of. His name is Dominic Thiem of Australia. He won after dropping the first two sets.
Wow.
Which hasn't happened in like 70 years. So yeah, he dropped the first two sets and then came back to win it, it's mind-boggling.
And you said an Australian too, Aaron. Is that
an Austrian?
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
See, I was like, I've never heard of an Australian tennis player. Is that like the first ever? All right.
They have the Australian Open, so of course they're popular.
Woman is Ashley Barty, and she's Australian. So
there you go, boom.
Just a little bit.
Chew on those balls.
For the women, I think this wasn't a huge surprise. Naomi Osaka, who's been a rising star, she ended up winning, and she won 2 years ago as well. And the other wild thing about this match was that she also went down in the first set and came back to win. And the last time, I mean, so she just dropped the first set, but the last time a woman dropped the first set and then came back to win, it was like 20 years ago.
And that was against Azarenka, right?
I'm sorry, what?
That was against Azarenka?
Victoria Azarenka, that is correct.
Yeah. And that's her third major, isn't it?
It is her third major, yep.
Wow.
So she's climbing the ranks.
Crazy.
Brad's out of here and you're just...
He hasn't already.
Factoids over here.
I actually like tennis and I... did the little bit of show prep, very minimal, but some.
I cried today. Makes you feel any better?
Yes, that does.
It doesn't do anything for me, John, but thank you
it
for
it. It just
sharing.
Provides to the show, and it makes it funny. So, yes.
Oh, man. You got anything else for us on your way out, Aaron?
That's it, but I hope you guys touch on the Dodgers beating the Astros last night. That felt really nice.
You know what? Whenever the Dodgers play the Astros is the only time I actually root for the Dodgers now. So
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Aaron, you know who's a huge Dodger fan?
I'm sorry, what?
You know who's a huge, huge Dodger fan?
It's probably not my brother.
Tiger Woods. He's back.
I guess I'll take it.
I saw that one coming a mile away, Aaron. Come on.
Yeah.
Get with it, okay?
Yeah.
Get with it.
All right. Thank you, as always, Aaron. We will chat with you next week. We appreciate it.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right, later. That was Aaron Isamaki, our foreign correspondent. We appreciate her time, as always. We are running out of time on the show. We have a ton of sports. We didn't even talk about NBA, and I actually watched most of Game 6 yesterday.
Let's get into it.
Well, we have 5 minutes, and I want to also get to grind my gear. So, Game 6 yesterday, Clippers leading by 16 to start the third quarter, after leading by 19 to start the third quarter in Game 5, and the Nuggets came back in both games. Jokic was out there just draining threes. Jamal Murray clutch again. And this team, man, I've heard on the Levitard show, they're like, you have to literally kill these guys before you're sure that the series is over. The Clippers have now lost or are 0-6 in games to clinch a Western Conference Finals appearance. 0-6.
To be fair, they had Chris Paul on a lot of those teams, and he doesn't do that. So
wait, did the Clippers go? Were the Clippers up 3-1 on the Nuggets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be back-to-back series.
It's back-to-back
that
series.
The Clippers have come back from 3-1 to win
the Nuggets
a series?
Have come back 3-1 to force a game series, game 7 in the series.
Wow.
Yep. So that's happening.
I'm telling you, it's those jerseys, man. Those Nuggets black jerseys are fire.
They are hard.
They are the legendary status, and they're playing good when they're
Michael Porter Jr. as well. I don't think anyone
he's rocking
him to come on as strong as he did.
There's a Chubb going down there. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that dude's going to be an all-star for a while.
I think that's statutory rape on my behalf because I think he's too young for me, but either way, woof.
All right.
Michael Porter Jr. or Jimmy G.? Which one you swiping right? Which one you swiping left?
Honestly, if I could, I know.
Don't bite your lip when you do that. That just grossed me out. That honestly grossed me out.
You gotta go.
That gave me goosebumps.
Oh my god! I'm gonna go Michael Porter. The height.
Yeah.
What I tell you? Height.
No. He also has a good look too. Josh Allen looks like a. I can't say it on here, but he looks like it.
No, that's fair. Mike D'Antoni is out as the Rockets head coach. That's just a little newsy thing. I don't have much to say about it.
I love how he came out and said that I am going to not re-sign and become a free agent. Like, Mike, you're not in the league, all right?
Stop. Yeah, he's going to get picked up.
He'll get picked up by the Knicks. Okay.
I think the Sixers is a good landing spot for him, and I think he might have got out early so he could go start talking to him. I think that's a really good landing spot for him. We'll talk a lot more hoop next week, I promise. I really wanted to talk about the Nuggets more, but I know I have.
I mean, what more do we need to say other than they have great uniforms?
Well, next Monday we'll be a couple games into the series, won't we?
Yes,
most series.
Yeah, well, into the conference finals.
So maybe on the pod, we're going to have to
we'll take a deeper dive on it. So make sure you listen to us talking about practice, wherever you get pods. Can you hit me with the grinds my gear?
Yep.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Shower heads that are too short.
Mm.
Ooh.
I don't understand who these are built for.
I feel you on that.
I am as average as an average male in this country can be, and if you are hitting me directly in my navel, you are way too short, my friend. And this made me really think about you guys while I was in the shower. You two in particular.
You're thinking about us in the shower?
Yes, I absolutely was.
I think I have made this point before.
Have you?
I think I have.
We've been doing the show for five years.
No one likes to get a spick it on the throat. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Trust me. Like I have to crouch down and like get my back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you do.
No, I know you do too, because you're taller than me. So I have to do it, you do too.
When you're doing a squatting position to make sure the shower, you could shampoo your hair, not great.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I sit down in the shower a lot of the time. My back hurts.
Okay.
You also do that to pee, though, so I don't really trust you. Anyway.
Well, it's more comfortable. And you can actually be on your phone, too.
Derek, do you have one?
I'm kind of right there with you. Yeah.
All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you get tacos and not enough sauce is provided for those tacos. How dare you? What are you doing to me right now? Like, why? What's the point right now? For every taco, there should be at least two sauces per taco. Two! And you give me, like, you give me not even enough for all the tacos? No, please. Fill it up properly. Pathetic.
I agree. Yes, John.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Texas State University. Moneyline. Easy win.